In this night, as the spirit of darkness enfolds the world, there takes place anew the event which always amazes and surprises us. The people who walk see a great light. In his homily during Christmas Mass, Pope Francis reflected on the mystery of walking and seeing. Walking, he said, brings to mind the whole of salvation history, beginning with Abraham, our father in faith. From that time on, our identity as believers has been that of a people making its pilgrim way towards the promised land. This history has always been accomplished by the Lord, and yet, said the Pope, on the part of the people, there are times of both light and darkness, fidelity and infidelity, obedience and rebellion, times of being a pilgrim people and times of being a people adrift. Pope Francis said that in our own lives, too, there are both bright and dark moments, lights and shadows. If we love God and our brothers and sisters, we walk in the light. But if our heart is closed, if we are dominated by pride, deceit, self-seeking, then darkness falls within us and around us. But he continued, on this night, like a burst of brilliant light, there rings out the proclamation of the Apostle. God's grace has been revealed, and it has made salvation possible for the whole human race. The grace which was revealed in our world is Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, true God and true man. He came to free us from darkness and to grant us light. The Gospel of the Mass tells how the shepherds were the first to receive the news of Jesus' birth. They were the first because they were among the last, the outcasts, said the Pope. And they were the first because they were awake, keeping watch in the night, guarding their flocks. The Holy Father called on us all to join the shepherds to pause before the child in silence, thanking God and praising his fidelity. Pope Francis concluded his homily with the plea, "On this night let us share the joy of the gospel. God loves us. He so loves us that he gave us his Son to be our brother, to be light in our darkness. To us the Lord repeats, 'Do not be afraid.' And I too repeat," said the Pope, "'Do not be afraid. Our Father is patient. He loves us. He gives us Jesus to guide us on the way which leads to the promised land. Jesus is the light who brightens the darkness. He is our peace. Amen."